Thank you for tuning in to the Cerrito House of Worship. It is our hope and belief that God will speak to you through His Word today. He is able to do far more than you could ask or even imagine.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, man, there's a scripture going over and over and over in my heart, guys. If you will put up that, I think it's in Genesis where God is talking to Abraham. Glory to God. Just take a look at the scripture just for a second. Bible says this, after these things, the word of the Lord came to Abraham in a vision, saying, fear not, Abram. I am your shield, and I am your exceeding great reward. Hallelujah. I just want you to just think about that scripture just for a second. The Bible says in another place, Pastor John, if God be for us, who can be against us? Is that right? I want you to think about this scripture because the Word of God says right here that He is your shield. Is that right? Is God your shield? Yeah. And I will tell you, He is your exceeding great reward. How big is that? How big is an exceeding great reward? Some people think, well, I'm on $10 million in the lottery. Praise God. Yeah, well, I'm going to tell you what, it's exceeding a lot more than that. Can I tell you that? I'm at $100 million in the lottery. We're talking something greater. Isn't that right? God is your shield, and He's your exceeding great reward. Hallelujah. I'm going to speak that to you this morning. God is your shield. He is your shield. Can I tell you, no matter where you go, God is with you. And He is a shield to you. And He is a great reward. And we're going to talk a little bit today about David. And I just love the story of this young man and how he handled himself. How many know it's important to handle yourself correctly? Is that right? Is that right? God don't want you throwing a fit in Safeway. Is that right? Did anybody throw a fit in Safeway? What do you mean there's no more bacon? Come on. What's wrong with this store? Hallelujah. So don't be throwing a fit. Hallelujah. Go with the flow. All right, come on. How many know I'm talking about flow these days? Yeah, everybody look at your neighbor and say, go with the flow, bro. Look at the other one and say, go with the flow, bro. Amen. Calm down. Calm down. Hallelujah. God's got you. Is that okay? God is in control. He really is. The world don't know it. They're going to learn it, but they don't know that God is in control. Is that right? Hallelujah. He knows. He knows what's going on. He doesn't miss a thing. Hallelujah. Governments rise, governments fall, but God is always the same. The Bible says that He sets one man up and puts down another one. He sets another one up, puts them down, puts another one in. God is in control. He really is. He knows the hearts of men. He knows what He's doing. And I'm going to tell you, you can rest assured that He is your shield and your exceeding great reward. That's who He is. That's the God you serve. Hallelujah. Do you believe it? But do you believe it? I want you to watch this story. Let's pray. Father, we thank You this morning for all that You're doing. God, I thank You for Your word. What would we do without Your word, Father? Lord, I ask You, Lord, that as we look at Your word, as we think about the things You've written to us, Lord, Father, I ask You, Lord, that You would quicken our spirits by Your word. Touch our hearts this morning. Lord, draw us closer to You, Father. We want to be close to You, Father. Closer, the better. We thank You, Lord, for all that You've done and all that You're doing, all that You're about to do. In Jesus' name, if you agree, say amen. Amen. Look at your neighbor one more time. Say, go with the flow, bro. Come on. Praise God. Hallelujah. Your shield and your exceeding great reward. Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 26. Hallelujah. And the Ziphites came to Saul in Gibeah, saying, doth not David hide himself in the hill of Hakla, which is before Jeshimon. And Saul arose and went down to the wilderness of Ziph. Everybody say wilderness of Ziph. One more time. Wilderness of Ziph. Say that Ziph with a little zing in it. Ziph. Okay, in the wilderness of Ziph, having 3,000 chosen men of Israel with him to seek David in the wilderness of... Yeah, come on, y'all. Come on, man. Wilderness of Ziph. One more time. Wilderness of Ziph. Come on, you can have fun in the house of God. You can talk a little bit. I don't have to do all the talking. Come on. Hallelujah. Is that right, John? Come on, man. Come on, Pastor. Back me up here. Come on. Hallelujah. Everybody say wilderness of Ziph. Thank you. Golly. It's like trying to get... Never mind. Yeah. And Saul pitched in the hill of Hakilah, which was before Jeshimon, by the way. But David abode in the wilderness, and he saw that Saul came after him into the wilderness. I want to say something. Anybody ever come after you? Does the IRS ever come after you? Yeah, no. Boy, somebody really answered quick over here. Yeah, man. They're on me all the time. Hallelujah. All of us, somehow, somewhere, something's always coming after us. Is that right? Oh, come on, man. And it's crazy. In this case, Saul is coming after David. David was a faithful man, faithful to God. And he really was faithful to Saul. I want to take you back just a little bit, just so you can take a look at what happened and see why Saul is chasing after David. So let's go to Samuel chapter 18, verses 5 through 12. Keep your finger in where we're just at, and then because we're going to come right back. 1 Samuel 18. I know I can read it up there, but I'm going to read out my Bible. The Bible says, and David went out wheresoever Saul had sent him. Saul had picked up David because David had actually won a battle with him. You guys remember the battle? Who was that? David and Goliath. He had won the battle between Israel and the Philistines. Goliath was their champion. David killed him. So immediately, David is part of the team. Is that right? This guy is a giant killer, man. We're going to get him on our side. So David went out wheresoever Saul sent him and behaved himself wisely. And Saul set him over the men of war, and he was accepted in the sight of all the people and also in the sight of Saul's servants. And it came to pass as they came, when David was returned from the slaughter of the Philistines, that the women came out of all cities of Israel singing and dancing to meet King Saul with tabrets and joy and with instruments of music. And the women answered one another as they played and said, Saul has slain his thousands and David his 10,000s. And Saul was very wroth, and the saying displeased him. And he said, they have ascribed unto David 10,000s. And to me they have ascribed but thousands. And what can he have more but the kingdom? Isn't that crazy? Leave it to the ladies to mess things up. Hey, just kidding. Come on, man. Quite a reaction on that one. Hallelujah. Here they're coming into the city, and the ladies go out there. Oh, they're coming. Rejoice, O mighty warrior. Saul has slain his thousands, but David's killed 10,000s. And man, Saul did not like that. How many know that? Can I tell you, jealousy is a horrible thing? It is something that will destroy good relationships. Is that right? So I'm going to tell you something. Make sure you stay away from the green-eyed monster. Is that right? Stay away. Don't let jealousy capture your heart. You know what's funny? I've noticed that sometimes as a pastor, things come up and might creep up in my life that I don't even realize. I've got to stay under control on this thing, because sometimes they like him better than they like me. Is that weird? Who cares? I shouldn't say that, huh? Who cares if you don't like me? But no, it's weird. It's weird how we are. You know, we want to be favored. Is that right? Can I tell you that we want to be favored? Oh, but let me say something to you. You are highly favored. God has favored you. Who else would you want to favor more than God? I mean, that's the favor above all favors. Is that right? God, you're highly favored. And that's an incredible thing. And so even as a pastor, we're just folks. We have an enemy out there that will talk to us, and he'll say things to us. They like you better than they like him, or they like him better than they like you. Shut up. I don't even talk to you anymore. But it's important that we capture those things, because the Word of God has told us that we've been given the mind of Christ. How many of you believe that? He really has. He's given us the mind of Christ. So being that we are men and women of the mind of Christ, when things come across your mind that way, because the enemy is trying to separate. He is trying to separate. And you're going to see that the enemy really accomplished something in separating David from Saul. But he's always trying to separate. He'll separate you from your dearest family member, your loved one. He's going to try to separate you and come in between you by getting your oh my goodness. So be careful with that. Think about what you're thinking and then say, God, that's not right. This ain't good. And back it off. Don't let it hang out, because the more it hangs out, can I tell you, the more it's going to hang out. The more room you give it, the more it's going to occupy. And you don't want that. It's crazy. It's a good deal. Yeah. Verse 9 says, so Saul eyed David from that day forward, and it came to pass on the morrow, that the evil spirit from God was upon Saul, and he prophesied in the midst of the house. And David played with his hand as at other times, and there was a javelin in Saul's hand. Verse 11 says that Saul cast the javelin, for he said, I will smite David to the wall with it. And David avoided out of his presence twice. Verse 12 says Saul was afraid of David because the Lord was with him and was departed from him. Here's Saul sitting in his throne, in his palace and throne room or wherever they're at. David's playing with his harp. Saul picks up this javelin and he throws it at David. I imagine David was not a small guy. He wasn't, a lot of times we see he was a teenager, but this guy was very agile. He was the servants described him as a mighty man of valor, mighty man of war. David was. And for Saul to cast a javelin at this guy and to miss, he missed him. Dangerous position to place yourself in with any normal man. Is that right? Because most men will take it up and come right back because of, hey, man, who do you think you are, Matt? I'm going to come right back after you. I imagine Saul thought, oh, I missed. And David just left. I think that's crazy. Saul threw a spear at his best servant, and he didn't realize it. Can I tell you, the enemy just tries to throw spears like crazy. Can I tell you, we have a tool in today's world, and it really is kind of a nice tool, but it has turned into a javelin, if you will. It's called Facebook. How many of you know what I'm talking about? We need to keep that under control if we can. Is that right? For one thing, if somebody says something about you on Facebook, you read it and you don't like it, let it go. It's just words. Let it go. Yeah, but you don't know how many people are seeing it and reading it. Cha, cha, cha. Let it go. Come on. God's called you to bigger and higher things than what that is. He really has. Really. Can I say that? It's a tool, it's a javelin. I will tell you that Satan himself is in the midst of it, and he's trying to tear people apart. And I will tell you, he is destroying families with it, good friends, co-workers, just destroying them with this tool. It's a javelin. And it's up to you whether it misses or not. I want to tell you that. I'm going to say that to you one more time. It's up to you whether that javelin misses you or hits you. You can say, man, you know what? That's it. I'm just not going to respond. I'm not going to do anything. Folks, I just had to say that because I know how dangerous this thing is. The enemy is destroying the body of Christ with it. Do you know that? He's tearing people up. You can use it as a good thing. You really can. You can put in there, man, you know what? I love you. I love you. I think you're the nicest person I've ever been around. Can I tell you, they cannot resist love. I love you, I love you, I love you. Unfriended. Okay. Hallelujah. It's a javelin, y'all. It really is. Be careful with it. I know some folks use it quite often, but I'm going to tell you, be careful with it. It's very careful. David did the smart thing. Saul was not anything compared to this giant that had. David had wrestled lions, had fought with bears, taken care of his dad's sheep. This guy throwing a javelin with a bad aim, David could come back real quick. Just had no idea. Saul had no idea who he was messing with. He was messing with an anointed man of God. Yet deep in David's heart was, this is an anointed man of God. He believed that Saul was also anointed. David did the right thing. Didn't say a word, stepped back, and left. Praise God. So that's why they're in the wilderness of Ziph. Everybody say Ziph. 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 Thank you very much. They're in the wilderness of Ziph, and Saul is now chasing after David once again. All right, so let's go back to that. Back to Samuel 26. Hallelujah. Verse 4, Therefore David sent out spies and understood that Saul was come to in very deed. And David arose and came to the place where Saul had pitched. And David beheld the place where Saul lay, and Abner, the son of Ner, the captain of his host, and Saul lay in the trench, and the people pitched round about him. It was nighttime, about time for them to go to sleep. So Saul was laying in a trench, and all the people were all around him. Then answered David and said to Abimelech the Hittite and to Abishai the son of Zeruiah, brother of Joab, saying, who will go down with me to Saul to the camp? And Abishai said, I'll go down with you. So David and Abishai came to the people by night, and behold, Saul lay sleeping within the trench, and his spear stuck in the ground at his bolster. But Abner and the people lay round about him. Then said Abishai to David, God has delivered your enemy into your hand this day. Now therefore, let me smite him, and I will pray thee with the spear even to the earth at once, and I will not smite him a second time. Abishai was ready to kill Saul. He said, hey, Dave, just give the word, man. You know, they're in the middle of this thing. Everybody's asleep around them. And he said, David, let me kill him. I'm going to only hit him once. That's all it's going to take. I won't even have to do it again. I know exactly how to kill this guy. He's your enemy. David, let me kill him. David, once again, David's showing something that's not really normal. And David said to Abishai, destroy him not, for who can stretch forth his hand against the Lord's anointed and be guiltless? David said furthermore, as the Lord lives, the Lord shall smite him, or his day shall come to die, or he shall descend into a battle and perish. The Lord forbid that I should stretch forth my hand against the Lord's anointed. But I pray thee, take thou now the spear at his bolster and the cruse of water, and let us go. Basically, they stole his weapon and his bottle of water. No weapon, no hydrating, Nothing to hydrate with. You know, in a desert, you need both. Is that right? You need your weapon and you need your hydration. And David said, I'm going to take those. We're going to take those. So David took the spear and the cruse of water from Saul's bolster, and they got them away. And no man saw it nor knew it, neither awaked, for they were all asleep, because a deep sleep from who? From the Lord was fallen upon them. Then David went over to the other side and stood on the top of the hill afar off, and a great space between them. And David cried to the people and to Abner, the son of Ner, saying, Answerest thou not, Abner? I love this. David, to me, is a man. This is a good movie right here. Can I tell you that? After they get out of that camp, but who had put the, how? Why didn't they wake up? Why was that? The Lord had placed a deep sleep on them. I'm talking about favor. The favor of the Lord was upon David. Is that right? Can you see how God favored this man? Don't you love it? Man, I love this. I love the favor of God. I love it. Can I tell you, the favor of God got us in this building. It got us in this building. The favor of God. Hallelujah. You're highly favored. The favor of God came to me and said, you're a pastor. I said, you're crazy. I said, no way. Oh, but the favor of God is upon you, folks. Listen to me. He loves you. And he will do things that are extraordinary, like put people to sleep. I don't need any of you asleep right now. I need you to hear what I'm saying. But know that God does things for his children. He really does. He loves you. He cares for you. Donnell, he cares for you. Come on. Hallelujah. David went to the other side, stood at the top of the hill, afar off, great space between them. David cried to the people and to Abner, the son of Ner, saying, Answerest thou not, Abner? And then Abner answered and said, Who art thou that criest to the king? Not knowing what's going on. Who are you? I love it. And David said to Abner, Are you not a valiant man? Who is like you in Israel? Wherefore then have you not kept the Lord, your Lord, the king? For there came one of the people in today, in to destroy the king, thy Lord. This thing is not good that you have done. As the Lord liveth, you are worthy to die, because you have not kept your master, the Lord's anointed. I love it. Right now he's telling them all this stuff, Abner's saying, Nobody came in. Nobody came into camp. What are you talking about? Who are you? Who are you? And then he says, And now see where the king's spear is and the cruse of water that was at his bolster. And Saul knew David's voice and said, Is that your voice, my son David? And David said, It is my voice, O Lord, my king. And he said, Wherefore does my Lord pursue after his servant? This is David speaking to Saul. Why are you chasing me? For what have I done, or what evil is in my hand? Now, therefore, I pray thee, let my Lord the king hear the words of his servant. If the Lord had stirred thee up against me, let him accept an offering. But if they be the children of men, cursed be they before the Lord, for they have driven me out this day from abiding in the inheritance of the Lord, saying, Go serve other gods. Now, therefore, let not my blood fall to the earth. David's still speaking. Let not my blood fall to the earth before the face of the Lord. For the king of Israel has come out to seek a flea. And when one does hunt a partridge in the mountains. And then Saul said, I've sinned. Isn't that crazy? Isn't it incredible how when a man will see that they were in jeopardy and then he was saved, how and then I was thinking, you know what, I sinned. It's crazy how Saul realized, you're right, man. I don't know what I'm doing. I've sinned. I'm not doing what's right. But Saul had a driver in him. It was a jealousy over David that was driving him to do things that was just destroying not only the relationship, but also destroying King Saul. I have sinned. Return, my son David, for I will no more do thee harm, because my soul was precious in your eyes. Behold, I have played the fool and have erred exceedingly. And David answered and said, behold, the king's spear, let one of the young men come over and fetch it. The Lord render to every man his righteousness and his faithfulness. For the Lord delivered thee into my hand today, but I would not stretch forth my hand against the Lord's anointed. David had a lot more wisdom than his age. Do you hear me? He was wise. He knew that one thing I know for sure, you never stretch your hand against an anointed of God. Folks, can I tell you this, man? Because the Holy Spirit is dwelling within you. Because you have given your lives to the Lord and he dwells within you. If you've accepted him, you have an anointing on you. Do you know that? Do you know it? You got to know this. You have an anointing in your life that you are a representative of the kingdom of God and people around you need you. And it doesn't matter what people say about you, because the word of God's got so much more to say about you, about who you are now that who you are. Is that right? Sound kind of weird, isn't it? But it does. The word of God will tell you who you are. You don't even know how strong you are. You don't even know how powerful you are. You have no idea what God has placed within you to the extent that you don't let anybody tell you who you are. Is that okay? Is that good? Ooh, you are the anointed of God. You are highly favored because of the Holy Spirit that's come to dwell with you in your midst. It's crazy. It's the best thing. It is your exceeding great reward, if you will. Hallelujah. Behold, as thy life was much set by this day in my eyes, so let my life be much set by in the eyes of the Lord. And let him deliver me out of all tribulation. Can I say, know this? David wasn't asking for Saul to, hey, let me be much set by, or let me be respected by you, Saul. He wasn't asking for Saul to do that. He said, let me be much set by, let me be respected by God. Let him be the one. Oh, it's a big difference. Then Saul said to David, blessed be thou, my son David. Thou shalt do great things. And thou shalt prevail. So David went on his way, and Saul returned to his place. Great story, isn't it? Isn't that a good story? That's a good story. Hallelujah. How God watches over his kids. Is that right? Hallelujah. And I want to, 2 Samuel chapter 22, verse 1 says this. 2 Samuel 22 is what's known as the Song of David. It's when David speaks about God. But I just want to look at verse 1. There's verses in it. I mean, if you get a chance, read this psalm. It's the Song of David. Read this psalm, this passage is 2 Samuel chapter 22. Just read it when you get a chance, because it's a beautiful thing what David talks about God. But verse 1 says, and David spoke to the Lord the words of this song in the day that the Lord had delivered him out of the hand of all his enemies. Aren't you glad God is able to deliver you out of the hand of all your enemies? He delivers you out of the hands of all your enemies. But I want you to pay attention to what he says here right at the end. It says, and out of the hand of Saul. You see that? Delivered him out of the hand of all his enemies and out of the hand of Saul. See, I don't think that David ever looked at Saul as an enemy. I don't think he ever did. I think David looked at him as an anointed man of God. That was his heart. You see, and David had David's heart toward that, because David didn't consider him an enemy, even after being a spear thrown at, being chased down in the wilderness like crazy. He didn't consider him an enemy. He considered him an anointed man of God. That's cool, man. Therefore, isn't it funny? Because God said something about David. This is a man after my own heart. Because he regarded what God was trying to do in his life. Didn't care about what lot was going on around him. You're going to find he made some mistakes later on. But for the most part, God was a man after God's own heart. How many of you love God? How many of you want to just go, oh, God, I just want everything you have for me, man? I mean, that's the place we need to be. After what God has for you, because he's got great things for you. And a lot of times, the things you're going through, the things that's happening to you, you might be letting them overwhelm you to the point where God can't speak to you. You're not allowing him to say the things that he's trying to say to you. How much he does love you, how much he's going to take you out of what you're going through, you will be good. You will be okay. It's crazy. So let me look at another scripture. Psalm 18, verse 35. Look at this scripture. Hallelujah. God is a shield. He is your shield. He's watching over you. And thou hast given me the shield of your salvation. Isn't that nice? So David's writing these psalms. He says, your right hand has held me up. And your, what is that word? Gentleness has made me great. Isn't that crazy? Your Father, your gentleness over my life has made me great. David is describing a heart function. It's called humility. When you humble yourself before the Lord, God is very gentle with you. Isn't that crazy? He's very gentle with you. He'll begin to speak things to you. Remember when my brother passed away? God, why, God? Why didn't you heal him? God, why did you let this happen? God, why? His gentleness has made me great. His voice came to me while I was in that, and he said this, do you trust me? Ooh. Such a warmth come over my heart. Your gentleness, Lord, you have given me the shield of your salvation. If you believe in Jesus Christ, you believe in what God's done for you. It's a shield to you. It really is. Let's go to Psalms 5, verse 12. It says this, for thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor wilt thou compass him as with a what? And once more time, I'll tell you this one more time. I believe this is what God is saying to you this morning. His favor is on you. I don't care about whatever the situation is, his favor is on you. It's always been on you. His favor is on you. And he will compass, it will compass you like a shield. When you look at the story that we looked at, that sleep that fell upon, that was the favor of God on David causing those guys to fall asleep. And that's cool. Isn't that crazy? Hallelujah. Do you know that you're highly favored? Look at your neighbor and say, you're highly favored. Look at the other one on the other side and say, you're highly favored too. Say, believe it or not, you're highly favored. You are highly favored. And you guys are probably saying, hey, man, you know what? I thought you were going to talk to us about flow. Because God has been talking to me about flow. It seems like everything I see in the Word of God is about flow. What stops the flow? Can I tell you, knowing that you are highly favored by God in your situations, knowing that whatever you're going through, that situation, you are already highly favored by God. That situation has nothing to say to you, really. You just keep praising God, saying, God, I know you're going to help me here, Lord. I know that. It's about flow because God is trying to cause these things to flow into your life. And yeah, this is about flow. This story is also about flow. Everyone say wilderness of Ziph. Come on, say it right. Wilderness of Ziph. It's wilderness of Ziph. Actually, we're saying it wrong. The word Ziph, the Greek word is Ziph. The wilderness of Ziph. Go ahead and put that up. And you know what Ziph means? Flowing. It's a wilderness of flow. Folks, we are in a wilderness of flow. And God is saying, I'm trying to flow in and through you. Allow that to happen. Would you stand? Thank you, Lord. Ooh, God, hallelujah is good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I thank you, Lord. Thank you for flow. Thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father, we thank you this morning. Lord, we give you praise and glory and honor for all that you're doing. Lord, help us to control ourselves. Hallelujah. Lord, Strengthen us, Father, in the things you would have for us, Father. God, we thank you for it. We praise you for it, Lord. Lord, I pray for your people. That whatever they're going through and whenever they're going through it, Lord, that you would show yourself strong on their behalf. That you, Father, would show them just how highly favored they are. So favored, Lord, that you died on a cross to wash their sins away, to bring them to you. And we thank you for it. You are our exceeding great reward. Father, as your people go out, Father, anoint them. Cause your face to shine on them, Father. Let them shine in our city for you, Father. Wherever they go into the workplace, wherever they are, Father, cause them to shine. In Jesus' name I pray. If you greet, say amen. Amen. Amen.